بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد دعاس for good health. نبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم has narrated in one hadith, and one of the narrators of the hadith, it appears in Sunan Abi Dawud and Sunan Tirmizi, two books that are taught in the final year. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who recites Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shay'un, or we will recite ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim, three times in the morning and three times in the evening, then such a person will not be afflicted by any major sickness. He won't be taken by any sudden ailment. So one of the narrators of this hadith, his name is Aban bin Uthman rahimahullah, who narrates from Uthman radiallahu anhu. So when he was narrating this hadith, then there was a person who looked at him and he was like shocked. He says, you narrating this hadith, but look at your condition. So Aban rahimahullah, the ustad who is narrating the hadith, realized that this person is a little bit shocked. He says, excuse me, sir, why do you look at me like that? So he says, you the narrator of the hadith, and you are paralyzed. Lam yadurrahu shay, but you paralyzed. He says, yes, very good question. I used to recite this every single day, but one day, غَضِبْتُ فَنَسِيتُ أَنْ أَقُولَهَا, I got very angry with someone. I even forgot to recite the dua. That's the day the paralysis hit me. The day I forgot to read this dua. But it was muqaddar. But he forgot to recite it. Such yaqeen did the pious and the aslaf have in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the acceptance of dua. So duas for good health, this is something that in Arabic so beautifully they say as-sihhatu tajun ala ru'usil as-sihha la yarahu illa al-marda, that good health is the crown on the head of the healthy, only the sick man can see it. You enjoying yourself, you eating good food, the other man who lost all taste, you see what you enjoying. You know, you looking at something and you marveling at the beauty of the creation of Allah. You see, where you looking? I can't see so far. What's that? Take one picture, zoom in it for me, I'll see it on your phone. So all these bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed every one of us with. Recently, one youngster, he was in hospital. Came out of hospital, young. I think he was about 20, 21. So I see him, assalamu alaikum, how are you? How's everything? You were not well, missed you a couple of days. He said, yeah man, I went hospital, pancreas. Subhanallah, pancreas, such a young age. And then they put him on a very strict diet, certain things he can't eat and he has to be careful. Such a small organ, yet so important. Good health. So these are du'as. The first one that appears in the Qur'an-i-Kareem, it's the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam in the 17th juz of the Quran, got to do with good health. So Rabbi anni masani yadhurru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ayyub alayhi salam, we know how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tested him. He recited this dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he recited this dua, fastajabna lah, immediately we accepted his dua. He is saying, Anta Arhamur Rahimin, he is calling us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately accepted the dua, granted complete shifa to Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. We had spoken about this dua, that there was a pious person in Medina Munawwara. Some people had asked for this dua also. And by chance he met someone from South Africa and he told him, see, anyone who's sick, tell them they must read two rakats of salah. After that, recite Durood Sharif, and this dua 100 times, and Durood Sharif again. So the person says, I tried it for myself and family members also tried it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave shifa, whatever was the ailment. It was muqaddar for shifa, shifa came. But level of yaqeen also on this dua. Rabbi, Rabbi, O my Allah. Rabbi, O my Rabb. Generally, a lot of places in the Quran we'll see Rabbi. Now we discussed that when it's something meaning mine, a person wants to see my pen, so we know that there is something, example, qalami, kitabi, you know, that's example, it's gonna come in the third dua. Allahumma afini fi badani, so my body, sam'i, basari, we understand it's mine. So here we don't see that ya which refers to my, but we are translating it as Rabbi, meaning, oh my Rabb. Because in the Quran Kareem, many places that ya is mahzuf, meaning it's hidden, but it is meant. It's not written, but it is meant. So Rabbi, oh my Rabb, anni masani yadur, I have been overtaken by hardship, meaning difficulty has come to me. Masani yadur, dur, difficulty. Wa anta, we spoke about this in previous du'as, wa anta, and oh my Allah, you, arhamur rahimin, you are the most merciful of those that show mercy. So arhamur rahimin means you are the most merciful, wa anta arhamur rahimin, both come from the word rahma. So this is one du'a appears in the Quran Sharif. The second one is a very valuable du'a that should be recited between the two sajdas in the jalsa position. Very valuable masnoon du'a. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to recite this. The entire salah that we perform to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will see that there is no place where we can ask for dunya. There's no place we ask for anything related to this world. Everything, it's hidayat, it's maghfirat, it's the praise of Allah, subhanallah, subhana rabbi al-azim, subhana rabbi al-a'la, Allahu Akbar, etc. Besides, this dua is the only dua where we can ask for something worldly, warzuqni. And if you read it, because Nabi Sam taught us and we have yaqeen, risk will definitely come. This is the only posture. Warzuqni, the last portion. So there's five du'as here. Allahumma ighfirli. O my Allah, O Allah, ighfirli, forgive me. And that's the most important thing every one of us require. The first thing you need to do is just clean the house, it looks neat. Just polish, you know, just polish whatever jewelry, it's shining already. So ighfirli. Warhamni, after all, forgiveness of our sins. Warhamni, O my Allah, have mercy upon me. Now we require your mercy, O my Allah. And the third important dua we are taught to make, wa afini. Ya Allah, grant me afiyat, grant me ease, grant me safety, afiyat, wa afini. This is more important than even our wealth. It comes before wealth. Because the person can have all the money, but if he does not enjoy good health, that money is of no use to him. Every other week he's in hospital for dialysis, or every now and then someone is sick and he's going to hospital. And so, wa'afini, oh my Allah, keep me with afiyat, in my body, in my limbs, wa'afini, wahdini, and then, oh my Allah, guide me. Because when a person has got afiyat, means he's got good health, he can make the ibadat of Allah. The person doesn't have good health, now it's difficult also to make the ibadat of Allah. Person is very sick. Recently met one person. So he said, Mulana, I just can't read Quran. He's very sick. He says, I just can't. He says, I got no taqat. I got no strength. I just don't have that energy to even open the Quran and read the Quran. I just want to lie down. I just want to close my eyes. I just can't do anything. So when we have good health, we can make the ibadat of Allah. Wa'afini, then wahdini. And the fourth one is bonus. Warzuqni, O my Allah, grant me sustenance. Ya Allah, grant me rizq. Grant me my sustenance, my rozi, my... So these are the five du'as that we recite between the two sajdas, inshaAllah. The next dua, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua every morning. Every morning. And every person, any one of us, we've got no guarantee. No guarantee. Here, look at this dua. Allahumma afini fi badani. O may Allah grant me afiyat, sound health, safety, fi badani, regarding my body. Ya Allah, in my body, keep me with afiyat. And if we really want to understand the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our bounties, and the bounties in our, regarding our body, take a walk in the corridors of the hospital and ask people, why are you here? Why are you here? What happened? Ask people why they are in hospital. And then we will make so much of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties we didn't even know about. That which we didn't even know. Person is in hospital. But what happened? He says, no, you see, the stomach naturally has got acid. That acid breaks and the food into smaller particles, so it's easier for digestion. Very recently, I've been having major stomach cramps. Major. Went for an X-ray. So the X-ray said that there's a, that one of the intestines is actually twisted. Doctor says, we can operate and straighten it, but let's clean the system. And why is it twisting? So he says, no, that acid or that whatever it is that breaks up the food, that's not sufficient. Where did we even top up? We never even put anything down. Ya Allah, digest this. It must go in that compartment. Nothing. Yet, Allahumma afini fi badani. Ya Allah, what's happening? We don't know. Totally oblivious we are. We don't know what's happening. Afiyat, Ya Allah, keep me with afiyat in my body. Allahumma afini fi sam'i. Oh my Allah, keep me with afiyat in my ears. Meaning I'm able to hear. Allahumma afini fi sam'i. This is so important dua. You know, sometimes when people get very old, they can't even hear also. Someone is saying something. It's common. We got old people around us. We're talking about them also. And they don't know what we said. What you said? You know, sometimes the grandchildren will make jokes in front of the grandfather. He can't hear. Allahumma afini fi sam'i. And Allahumma afini fi basari. Oh my Allah, keep me with afiyat in my eyes. Ya Allah, keep me with afiyat and able to have good eyesight also. No eyesight, you won't be able to value and see your beautiful children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us, you won't be able to see it. Allahumma afini fi basari. La ilaha illa ant. Right at the end, la ilaha illa ant. Ya Allah, no eye drops. Ya Allah, no ear drops. Ya Allah, no booster shots. La ilaha illa ant. Only you can keep me with afiyat. Nothing else. Nothing else. La ilaha illa ant. Recently, one person was in a flight. He was taken from Johannesburg to Durban. And just before, as the captain announced that there's going to be a descent, and the lights go on, buckle and stay into your seat. So he notices one person putting his head back, opening his eye, dropping some eye drops, missing his eye. The plane is still a little bit turbulence. He missed it, waited a little bit, put again. So he notices this person, every 5 minutes he's putting drops until they landed. And he was a little bit calm. So he asked, hey, like, brother, you okay? It's all fine. Can I get for you anything? So he says, thanks for asking. I mean, in COVID, everyone's scared to even help. So what happened? You see, we're struggling with your eye. He says, no, whenever we are dropping, the pressure in my eye immediately drops. The pressure in my eye immediately drops. So I'm like a little bit blurred in my vision, and sometimes I get blinded. I quickly have to put these drops just to keep everything in balance. Subhanallah. How much of bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we are enjoying. The next dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-baras. O my Allah, inni a'udhu bika. I seek your protection, a'udhu bika. From what? Min al-baras, from the disease of white spots. Meaning, Ya Allah, I don't want white spots on my body. Wal junun, from insanity. Person becoming insane. Wal judham, from leprosy. Ya Allah, protect me from leprosy. And if nothing is mentioned of here, because there would be new sicknesses to come, Nabi Sam said, وَسَيِّئِ الْأَسْقَامِ, and all other major terminal illnesses, evil diseases, وَسَيِّئِ الْأَسْقَامِ, whether it's going to be cancer, heart, COVID pneumonia, whatever it be, Ya Allah, وَسَيِّئِ الْأَسْقَامِ, protect me from all evil sicknesses, O my Allah. Things that will just like, you know, hold me back, and I won't be able to make your ibadat and exert myself. Ya Allah, protect me from وَسَيِّئِ الْأَسْقَامِ. Now this includes all sicknesses, whether we mention it by name, or even we forget to mention it by name. All are included. وَسَيِّئِ الْأَسْقَامِ. And subhanAllah, most of us, whenever you meet an old person, whenever you meet an old person, you ask him, make dua, Jiji, Musab, you also make dua for me. And then amongst all the duas, every old person, Nani is marhum, Nana is alive, whoever, all of us would have realized that the old people, one dua they all asking for. What's the dua? One is Allah take us with iman. Other thing? Yeah, mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make dua, He doesn't make us muhtaj on anyone. You mustn't be muhtaj. The last thing the old people want is someone to do anything for them. They don't want to be bedridden and sick. So that's such an important dua also. Mustn't be muhtaj. That is why the next dua, Allahumma, O my Allah, inni a'udhu bika, I seek your protection, minal kasal, from laziness. Ya Allah, protect me. This we have to teach our children. Every father is complaining, why he is so lazy? So teach them this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal kasal, from laziness. Wa a'udhu bika minal jubni, from cowardice. Wa a'udhu bika minal haram, yeah, from evil old age, meaning extreme old age, where a person can't do anything for himself also. Meaning, mustn't be muhtaj on anyone. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْحَرَمِ. How often isn't it the case that a person in old age gets sick? The last thing they want is anyone, you know, to put a catheter or to put nappies on for them. They can't take that. They just want to go toilet even if they're half falling also. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْحَرَمِ, O my Allah. Generally, one alim, you know, when we make dua, we make dua, Allah give you a long life. So when alim says, Allah will give you a long life, what afiyat. Afiyat, don't forget. Now, no problem, long life. But that afiyat must be there, and good deeds. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْحَرَمِ, and وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْبُخْلِ. Ya Allah, and I seek your protection from miserliness, from being stingy. Allah, give me a, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us broad hearts, ji. And the next one is another dua, amazing. The duas of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in health, if we just look at the words Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses in his dua, look at the words Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses in his dua, we wouldn't have thought about all these things. Yet all are there for our morning and evening to recite it. All already encapsulated. Allahumma, inni as'aluka sihatan fi imanin wa imanan fi husni khuluqin wa najatan yatba'uha falahun wa rahmatan minka wa afiyatan wa maghfiratan minka wa ridwana. Translation is, Allahumma, O my Allah, inni as'aluk, I ask of you, a'udhu bik is to seek protection, as'aluk, I ask of you, sihatan fi iman, that I be blessed, yeah, what I ask of, sihatan fi iman, perfect iman, perfect iman, sihatan fi iman, wa imanan fi husni khuluq, and iman with the best character, subhanallah, wa imanan fi husni khuluq, iman with the best character. So important that we make this dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best character. Every one of us here in the unrest in KZN, we all eyewitnessed it. That when you took bread and milk to someone, he said, hey, these Muslims, how many reeds and feeds we're going around, and comments on social media that people will say non-Muslims, the safest place to be is around Muslims. The helpful community is the mosque. We heard that. Only one quality. Everyone exhibited one quality. And that was sympathy, empathy, kindness, compassion. Where people were capitalizing on a loaf of bread, 50 rand. Muslims are giving for free. They're giving it for free. So what was that? One of the good qualities of good conduct and character. Imagine if every one of us become embodiments of the sunnah and the akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the manner in which we talk, the manner in which we speak. It's very important. This husnul khuluq, it's something that cannot be overemphasized. You cannot, how much, there's so much to speak about it. Recently, there was one person, his wife passed away. There's a few children left behind. So the neighbor, subhanallah, you know, it was so heartwarming to hear someone have such akhlaq. He's telling me, Mufti Sahab, the mother passed away, things were upside down in the house, but the moment everything settled, the families are all gone home, now my children started interacting with their children. So I told my children, listen, you're going to play with them, give them company, just do me one thing, don't ever said mommy is calling me. Don't ever said my mommy made this. Just say papa's name all the time. Why? If you say mommy, they're gonna think of their mother. Ish, my mommy also, she used to make this. You're gonna put a crack in that heart. Don't take mommy's name. Everything, papa and mommy. Not mommy, papa and daddy. Just say papa's name. Everything. Who's calling? No, my papa is calling me. My papa did this, he does that. Don't take. Why? I don't want to hurt the hearts of those children. Husnul khuluq. So wa imanan fi husni khuluqin wa najatan yatba'uha falahun. And oh my Allah, what am I asking for? Najatan. Yatba'uha falahun. Success. Wa najatan is success. Yatba'uha falah. With a prosperous life. Meaning a prosperous life in this world, followed by complete success in the hereafter. So in this world success, yatba'uha fala, and success in akhirat also. Wa rahmatan minka, and I beg of your mercy. Meaning I'm asking of you, O my Allah, for your mercy. Wa afiyatan, again, for afiyat, for ease, safety. Wa maghfiratan minka, your forgiveness. Wa maghfiratan minka, your forgiveness, and I beg for your pleasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep each one of us with afiyat, with sihat, and we recite these du'as, we understand the meaning of it, and it becomes part of our day and night. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.